Coming up tonight on the premiere edition of the Hugh Jackson Show, we talk with the Browns head coach about the season opener against Philly and take a look ahead to the home opener against the Ravens. Coach goes to the film room to dissect Corey Coleman's big catch against the Eagles. We go one-on-one with wide receiver Terrell Pryor, and Christian Kirksey takes us on the field to break down his first sack of the season. Good evening, Dog Pound, and welcome to the premiere edition of the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get into the state of the Browns brought to you by Elk and Elk. And we'll start with the game, the season opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. Obviously, didn't go how you wanted it to there, but what do you take away from that game?
Well, I take that we now have one game under our belt. You know, it's only one game in 16, but obviously it was our season opener. And like you said, it didn't go the way we wanted it to. But I learned a lot about our football team. I learned that our guys will fight. I think they're resilient. But I also learned that there are some things we had to improve on and get better before we start this journey on the season.
Let's talk about some of the bright spots. The run defense came out, held Ryan Matthews to 3.5 yards a carry, 5 of 15 on third down for the Eagles there. What stood out to you about the effort on the defensive side of the ball?
I thought the guys, at the start of the game, they were a little unsettled. And then to watch them really settle in and play the run pretty well and also get some pressure on the quarterback. You know, we left them out there quite a bit. You know, they're out there for 40 minutes, so that's tough for any defensive football team. But I think at the same time, I watched them really improve throughout the game.
Did some of the young guys stand out to you? I know Carl Nassib notched his first sack of his career.
No, he did. He's been playing outstanding. You know, that's just what Carl has done through training camp, you know, and started in the regular season. So we anticipate that he'll continue to do so. I thought Emmanuel Ogbah for his first game did some okay things. I think Derek Kendrick did some real good things as well. So we have a young nucleus of players that are playing for us. But at the same time, I think our veteran players really did some good things too.
When you look at this game coming up with the Ravens and look back at that one, what is the one thing that you really want to focus on to improve defensively?
Well, I think what we do, we still have to be able to stop the run. I think that's always an emphasis when you play in AFC North football. You got to be able to stop the other team's ability to run the ball at you, but we also got to make sure that the ball doesn't go over our head. You know, we got to stay on top. We can't give up long touchdown plays.
Offensively in this one, only 10 points, but at times there were some chunk plays, and we'll see one of those later on with Corey Coleman. What did you see from the offense in that game?
Well, I saw an offense that was really inconsistent. You know, started off the game with three and outs, and then all of a sudden started to find its rhythm a little bit. I think our inability to convert on third down has led to a lot of our issues on offense. We got to do that better, and that's something we'll spend some focus on this week. But at the same time, I think it was a first game, live game for the whole group where they're playing a whole game. And so, you know, we did some good things, but we also saw some things that we need to get better at.
And one of the things going into the game, people were talking about the great front, Fletcher Cox. It seemed like RG3, for the most part, had time to throw. Were you happy with the protection that he was given up front?
I was extremely happy. I thought in the first half, those guys did an outstanding job. I thought as the game started to get away from us a little bit when they knew we had the pass, then things started to change a little bit. So I thought, overall, you know, I would grade our offensive line a B because I thought they were playing some tremendous rushers. So I thought they handled that part of it pretty well.
What are the things that you want to build on, the positives that you saw on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, I saw some guys individually really play well. You know, I thought Isaiah Crowell ran the ball extremely hard. I thought Terrell Pryor is just continuing to make leaps and bounds as a wide receiver on our football team. Obviously, I think the offensive line, just as a unit, I thought they're starting to really gel as they play together. So I think that's really important. But now we need to put it all together as we move forward.
When you did get down there near the goal line, you guys were able to punch it in. Isaiah Crowell off the left side in the end zone. Crow's a guy that you've talked up a lot this offseason. The numbers at the end were very good. Some of those came at the end of the game. But what did you see from the ground game and from Crow in particular?
Well, I thought the ground game, you know, wasn't as consistent as I like it to be. You know, sometimes the two-yard runs need to start to turn into 5, 6, and 7-yard runs. I thought the running game is still not in sync, you know, as I like it to be. But I thought that Crowell showed that he has ability. And I think if we hand it to him enough good things can happen.
And his backfield mate, Duke Johnson, looked very good coming out of the backfield. Now, because there weren't so many plays on offense, he didn't get a lot of run. Is that something you hope to be able to work out as you guys are on offense for 30 minutes as opposed to 20?
Absolutely. You know, those two guys are very important to our offensive football team, and you said it best. Until we can solve the issue of third down where we get more snaps, more opportunities, will you get opportunities to see those guys out there playing?
Well, one of the things we did see, big plays, talked about the pass to Terrell Pryor, and then a big pass to Corey Coleman. Let's take a look at that one, and then we'll break it down on the film.
Yes, sir.
RG3 under center. Play action fake to Crowell. Steps up, looking, plenty of time. Going to lob one long. Coleman's out there in a pack of Eagles, and he cuts back and makes the catch at the 20, at the 18-yard line. Welcome to the NFL, Corey Coleman.
All right, Coach, saw Corey make a great play on that ball in the air, but let's take a look at it here on the film. First play of the third quarter, what'd you want to do here coming out?
Well, we wanted to come out and kind of set the tempo for the second half, and obviously we had a chance here. This is one of our play-action passes where Corey has a chance to run a double move with, as you can see, Hawk running over the top and Terrell underneath, and Robert did a great job of buying a little extra time and letting the ball go. And I think he thought he overthrew Corey, but obviously the ball, there was a little wind breeze up there, and Corey was able to track the ball and make a really great play.
So when you look at this pre-snap, you see the single high safety. Is that kind of the key for where you want RG3 to go with the ball here?
Absolutely, but it all depends on Corey's angle once he comes out of the double move. And Corey was able to sell the pose. He kind of gets grabbed here, and he ends up inside the safety. So that's the ball you truly want to let go and see if a guy can go make a play on the ball.
And a great catch there from Corey Coleman. What have you seen so far from the rookie? And obviously his ability to play the ball in the air there, very good.
That is something he came into this league with. He's always been able to track the ball extremely well and score the ball. We just need to get this guy in the end zone.
Absolutely. All right, coaches, we take a look at this now from the end zone angle. We'll get to see the blocking that you used here. You kept Randall Telfer in, so you kind of had not necessarily max protection, but it was just a three-person route there. What was the idea? Because it was a deep pass, you wanted to make sure you had time for it.
Well, I think what's important is that they had a really good front, and we had to make sure that we got those guys accounted for. So having Randall on the edge here with Austin and then having Austin with Greco, I think, was really important. So as you see, when this play starts, we have four hands on Fletcher Cox. We have four hands on number 96 inside. The two guys that have the hat on them, and what I mean by that, has to get it done from a protection standpoint, is Randall and Joe. And they were able to buy time. So Randall got a little help from Isaiah Crowell right here on the edge. And then Robert was able to step up. And again, this is a heck of a deal. I mean, we like when we can give our quarterback that kind of protection. But as you can see, 55 running there late, we want to make sure we keep that guy away from our quarterback.
All right, Coach, we'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. When we return on the Hugh Jackson Show, Christian Kirksey breaks down his first sack of the season.
It really should have been his sack, but he missed, and I just came back, grabbed ankles, and then Wentz failed.
And we get an exclusive one-on-one with wide receiver Terrell Pryor. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And Coach, one guy that really looked good for you, Christian Kirksey, in the season opener, had a sack. Matt Wilhelm took him out on the field to break that down in the PNC Bank Play Breakdown.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm. I am here with Christian Kirksey, third-year linebacker of the Cleveland Browns, and yesterday had his first sack of the season. And so, Christian, I want to ask you about that play. Just set the table. It's third and four. You guys are obviously in some type of nickel package. Just walk us through that rush.
Coach called a play that had me blitzing, so I just knew, like, I have to get home. And we knew that the ball was going to come out fast. And so I just took off, and I seen the guard overset me. So then I took an inside release and got free, and DK came, and he missed.
The rookie quarterback, Carson Wentz, on a third down and four. He's back to pass, looking left. Now he's going to get hit. Now he's going down. They got him.
And it really should have been his sack, but he missed, and I just came back and grabbed the ankles, and then Wentz failed. So I was very fortunate to get that sack, but it really should have been to DK.
So they get in, and Kirksey got the sack back near the 29-yard line as he ran out of time, Doug.
But it was yours, and it actually set up a field goal on fourth and four, which the Philadelphia Eagles did miss. A very, very big play for you guys. And just moving on, just talk about the linebacker room as a general. You know, the personalities in that room and a lot of young players and what it's like for you to start your first game.
We got two captains. We got a special team captains with Tank Carter, and then DeMario Davis is a captain on defense. So that just shows the type of guys we have in that room. And being one of the older groups, we have to lead by example. You know, we have to show the younger guys what it means to go into a division game playing the Baltimore Ravens. You know, that's a big rivalry game that we have to show them how important it is. And we're getting work real early. I'm actually about to go watch film in Baltimore right now and just get a head start on it. So we just got to bring the guys in more and more and just show them how to do it.
And are there any goals that you guys have as a linebacker room? Something that maybe you and, you know, DeMario Davis have talked about your expectations for the season, about holding each other accountable, and also bringing along some of the young guys that may have to play a lot of football?
Man, me and WD, we want to be the best linebacker group in the nation, you know, around the league. You know, it's a lot of good linebackers, and it's a lot of good one and two guys. So we just want to be the best out there, and we compete with each other, you know. We come off on the sideline one time and tell them, hey, man, you know I got that tackle now. I'm up two tackles on you. So just to keep the competitive nature and keep the competitive atmosphere out there. And one goal for me, you know, I'm trying to make the Pro Bowl. You know, I think that's every linebacker's dream and goal. So we just out there working hard and, you know, bringing the young guys with us.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the young guys. And talk about what it's like to play with such a young defense. You've got DeMario Davis. You've got yourself there at inside linebacker. But you're starting two new safeties. We saw a lot of Carl Nassib yesterday, Xavier Cooper a whole bunch, as well as Emmanuel Agba. Just talk about defensively as a whole what it's like to bring along some of those young players who have to grow up very quickly.
Well, the thing about having young players on the defense is that they're going to play fast. If they don't know what's going on, if they're not sure about, like, the scheme or the play, you know you're going to get their 100% effort because they know that they're a rookie and they're trying to impress the coach. They're trying to show the older guys they can play. So you're going to get a full-speed rookie every time. And, you know, when you have – you can't coach effort, but whenever you have, like, a rookie guy just going out there and just giving his heart out on the line, you can teach him techniques and teach him things to how to make plays and, you know, what's really going on. But that's a good thing of having a young group. You're just going to get 100% effort all the time. And it's pretty cool just to be out there and lead a group of guys. And, you know, and that's something that DeMario – he's really taking pride with that, is that showing us the way, showing us the ropes.
Feel it. Woo! Feel it, what it's going to feel like. That faith. Feel that, what it feel like. How good that way feel. Now let's go get it.
We got guys that know what they're doing and been to places that we want to go. So we're just following their league and just trying to be the best defense we can.
Absolutely. Well, you mentioned the division. Good luck against the Ravens. Thank you again, Christian.
All right. Appreciate that.
You got it.
Christian Kirksey, six tackles, a sack in the season opener, involved in coverage. How important is he to what you want to do defensively?
He's very important. You know, he's one of our better defensive players. I think he's improved by leaps and bounds. I think Johnny Holland has done just an outstanding job with that group. But Christian has really taken that on, you know, the leadership role, and he's trying to really be one of the dominant forces on our defensive football team.
How good can he be?
He can be as good as he wants to be. You know, obviously he's got to go do it week in and week out, but I think he's up to the challenge.
All right, we'll be back with more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Terrell Pryor talks about the transition to becoming a wide receiver.
The decision really came down to, you know, just being and understanding and seeing, the ways I was getting cut.
And your head coach gives his thoughts on the home opener against the Ravens.
Being in front of the dog pound and our people being in our home stadium, I think it's going to be really exciting.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. Nathan Zgurlitz alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And one of your guys, Terrell Pryor, continues to impress. And our Dustin Fox caught up with him in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Hey guys, Dustin Fox here with starting wide receiver from the Cleveland Browns, Terrell Pryor. Terrell, when I say starting wide receiver, you were a quarterback your entire life. At what point in time did you make that decision?
I think the decision really came down to, just being and understanding and seeing, the ways I was getting cut. You know, it was like I was better in the backup, so I was better than the guys that they had on the field. You know, and that was behind the starters. You know, I was better than those guys, and I was like, you know what? Happened three times, you know, in the same year. You know, maybe this isn't the right direction, because I just always knew from working out with Randy Moss and all those, you know, there's a lot of great starting receivers, big guys that, you know, been on other teams. And Randy would always, he always told me, he said, man, like, you're going to be better than them. He's like, just keep working hard. He's like, you do some things that, you know, in terms of getting out of breaks better than some of these guys. And that's what really gave me, you know, a real promise, you know, and a strong feeling that, you know, maybe I can do this.
How much has the coaching staff specifically helped you?
I believe they helped me a lot, you know, in terms of the things that we're installing, you know, the whole game plan, our whole playbook, you know, and understanding how to run the routes and how to set guys up and how to really put fear in, you know, on defenders. So I definitely hats off to those guys. I mean, especially for believing in me and giving me a chance and letting me lead the group, you know. And you know, they talk a lot about me being a leader, and not only in the receiver room, but in the room, in the whole locker room.
Terrell, I obviously know that you have a great rapport with Robert Griffin III, and you guys throughout camp have really connected. He's now injured. In comes Josh McCown. How much does that affect you specifically?
You know, just I was excited with Robert. I'm very excited with Josh as well, because, you know, Josh is very experienced, you know. And to see, you know, I saw some people saying, you know, Josh McCown, like, Josh is a baller. I mean, go back and watch those games last year, watching him play, watching him play in Chicago. The guy has a fire in him of a champion, and I love it.
Yeah, he's more athletic than people think, too.
Very athletic.
All right, we want to get to know you a little bit better. Tell us what you do outside of football.
What's Terrell Pryor doing on his off day?
I'm in here. Everyone that asks me, they ask me if I live here, you know. They say, do you live here? You know, you're here all the time.
You got a bed in the back?
Yeah, as soon as we got back from Philly, I was in here for about 2.5 hours. So that's during this time, that's what's important to me is winning. And so I kind of, you know, on top of being a father, it's all about ball right now.
I heard you play the violin and maybe the piano. Is that true?
I try to play the violin. I play the piano. Okay. And there's nothing like the sound of it. You know, I love the sound of that. I mean, especially when I'm studying and stuff like that, just kicking back. You know, if I just want a peace of mind, it's just beautiful music.
Self-taught or you take lessons?
No, lessons.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm pretty boring. I'm a homebody, you know, so I don't really do that much.
All right, so Ravens on Sunday, what's it going to take?
I think it's just going to be heart, you know, heart being very specific to detail. And we just got to play harder in them. You know, every play got to be played. We got to play harder. I got to play harder than Jimmy Smith and 24, and Sharice. And the line got to play better than the down guys, you know. Running backs got to run hard. You know, quarterback has to, obviously, we got to take care of the ball. And it's time to go. We got to get this.
Terrell, appreciate the time, man. It's been fun watching you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Coach Terrell Pryor, 3 passes caught in the opener, over 60 yards. This is a guy that you know very well and you've known for a long time. Did you ever think he'd be an opening day starting receiver for your team and have success at that position?
Since being here, I believe that. I didn't believe that, you know, a while back. But he's done a great job. He's worked extremely hard. He's earned the opportunity to be a starting Z receiver for us. He makes big plays in every game. I love to give it to him a little bit more, because every time he touches the ball, something great happens. So we just got to keep working at it. And I'm looking forward to him doing great things for our offensive football team.
Considering where he was a year ago and where he is now, are we just kind of at the tip of the iceberg with him as a wide receiver?
No question. I think the sky's the limit for him.
What is his best trait as a wide receiver?
His ability to go track the football.
Yeah, and you saw that on that big play in that game there, and hopefully we'll get more of those big plays. When we return, time for Coach Jackson's final thoughts, and we get ready for the Ravens game. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. It's time now for the BMW game preview. And Coach, the great thing about the NFL, if you don't like what happened last week, guess what? You get to play another game on Sunday. This one, the home opener against the Baltimore Ravens. What are your hopes for this game?
Victory. You know, that's what it's all about. But one, I'm excited about having our fans get an opportunity to see our football team, being in front of the dog pound, and our people being in our home stadium. I think it's going to be really exciting.
And what would you say the keys to victory are to get that big W?
I think the keys to victory, first on defense, I think we got to do a great job of stopping a run. We need to get turnovers on defense. And, again, we got to make sure that the ball doesn't get thrown over our head. And I think that's where it starts. I think on offense, we got to be able to run the ball. We got to be able to use more time on the clock and take care of our defensive football team by converting third down so we get more opportunities to stay out there. And then obviously we got to score more points. You know, we got to have one more point than the other team. So 10 points won't cut it in this league. I'm just being very honest with you. Special teams, we got to do a better job of corralling some returners and making great decisions and continue to improve in that area. But I think this is going to be a team effort. It's going to take all three units in order to get this done.
Well, Coach, in week one, you started Robert Griffin III at quarterback. He's now injured. Josh McCown is in at quarterback for game two here against the Ravens. Does that change your game planning at all? Do they have different skill sets? How does that affect the game plan?
They're different players, but they have some similar skill sets. You know, I think people be surprised that Josh can run a little bit. He runs a little bit better than I thought he could, but again, we know what kind of runner Robert was, but at the same time, our offense is our offense. We're not going to change. We're going to kind of go play. I think it's hard when you take one guy away to change all of a sudden 10 other guys. So we're going to play, obviously, to Josh's strengths and give him opportunity to lead this offensive football team, and I'm sure he'll do a great job.
How helpful is it that you have game planned to go against the Ravens as the offensive coordinator of the Cincinnati Bengals, and now you're facing them as the head coach of the Browns?
No, it's familiar territory for me. You know, obviously, they're a good defensive football team. They have great coaches, and they've done a great job there. And obviously, off to a good start, they're 1-0. But at the same time, I think there's some things that we can do to help our football team be a little bit better as we prepare for this game.
What does it mean to you to get out in front of the dog pound for the home opener for the first time as the head coach of the Browns?
It means everything. You know, this is what it's truly all about. You know, coming here, being a part of this tradition and history here is truly part of the fans, you know, and being a part of the dog pound. I'm looking forward to it.
What do you say to the team before this game?
Let's go get a win. You know, let's go win. We expect to win. We keep talking about it. Now we need to go do it.
Coach, thank you so much for being with us here tonight. Good luck on Sunday against the Ravens.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us here for the premiere edition of the Hugh Jackson Coaches Show. We'll be with you again next week right here on News Channel 5. Good night, everybody.